New Mexico Close-Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. The COVID-19 virus has been detected in at least four people in the state. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham said Wednesday that a husband and wife in their 60s in Socorro County tested positive, along with an Albuquerque woman in her 70s. Last evening, a fourth case was announced in a Santa Fe County woman in her 60s. The residents who tested positive recently had traveled to Egypt and New York City. As a result of those cases, the governor declared a public health emergency.
My advice, based on this public health emergency, is that frankly, any public gathering community event, don't go. The whole purpose of the public health order and this media effort today is to give people an opportunity, change your plans for spring break, try to stay here, minimize your exposure to community events. This is all good public health advice.
The governor also ordered a freeze on out-of-state travel for the state's more than 28,000 employees. State epidemiologist Dr. Chad Smeltzer said the good news is that people aren't spreading COVID-19 in their communities so far, but he reminds New Mexicans that they still need to avoid spreading the flu that is still active.
The number one thing is for people not to panic, as the governor said, to be prepared, to think about their own lives and how they can minimize interaction person to person with folks to prevent community spread and delay spread. But I also want to say that it's still respiratory season. So we have influenza actively circulating in our communities. People need to be aware of that and be doing the same practices. So don't be around people who are ill. Wash your hands regularly. Don't go to work or to school if you're sick.
Globally, 100,000 people have been infected with COVID-19 and more than 1,000 cases are active in 39 U.S. states. With New Mexico Close-Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.